We must not report like Allah. We don't see Allah with our eyes, so we forget about Allah. We see the people and we follow the people. Akhirat we don't see, so we forget about Akhirat. We see dunya, see our benefits of dunya, don't worry about Akhirat. That is, na'uzubillah, if it is there, we'll see what happens there. We'll cross the bridge when we get there. That is not a bridge you can cross when you get there. You have to cross it now. You have to prepare for it now. So whether it is in the family, then in the community we get. We get the elders in the community also. Those who are on the right path, follow them heart and soul. And those who are telling the wrong things, then there we don't follow them. And where it's necessary to oppose them also, we have to oppose them also. And where it's necessary to expose them, we have to expose them. It's our duty to expose them also. So whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, then whether it is with regard to the ulama also. Like clearly Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the Jews and the Christians, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They made their أحبار, their ulama, and their rohban, their mashayikh, the pious people, أربابا من دون الله, gods besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, they worship them as partners of Allah, as gods besides Allah Ta'ala, wal Masih ibn Maryam. And also they took Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, they made him also a god. When this ayat was revealed, Adi ibn Hatim, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi who was a Christian, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, we as Christians, we never worshipped our ulama and our pious people. Yeah, the Quran is saying that you put the Jew, the Christians and the Jews, they worship their ulama and their pious people also. But he say we never worship them. So as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bala, definitely you people worship them, but you haven't understood. And then he said, when your ulama and your pious people, they made the halal haram, and they made the haram halal, and you followed them, and you gave preference of their teaching and their rulings over the rulings of Allah Ta'ala, that is called worshipping them. And yeah, in this ayat, beautiful, again, the Quran, where will we get a Quran, a kitab like the Quran? Allah said that, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They took their priests, their learned ulama, and their pious people as gods besides Allah. So Allah put that separately. Wal Masih ibn Maryam, and Masih ibn Maryam also, they made him a god besides Allah. So all of them they made gods, but the reasoning was different. They made these people gods, that what their rulings, their masalas, their fatwas they gave against Allah. What Allah had made halal, they made haram. What Allah had made haram, they made halal. You followed them, that was also defined as worshipping, making partners with Allah. That you accept the laws of other people over the laws of Allah. And Isa, they worshipped him, that was actual worshipping. They call him God himself. They call him, he's the son of God. They worship his statue. They worship his mother's statue. They worship the cross. So actual worshipping also. And yeah, it wasn't what everyone can understand. But when giving preference to the rulings which are against the Quran and Hadith, so we have to understand that very, very clearly in our circles also, who we should follow.